वल्लभारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय विश्वपात्परम स प्रविराजकाचार्य अश्वत्र सदस्यमदे श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद सद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधारास पेल ललिता विशाखा की श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण मान की श्री प्रभुपाद की गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस श्री गुरु एंड गौरव ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, Text Number 20. Yadruchaya Agatam Tatra Dadarsha Pramada Uttamam Brutyai Dashabihi Ayantim एक एक शत नायक यदृच्छयागतां तत्र ददर्श प्रमदोत्तमां भृत्यैर्दशभिर् आयन्तीं एक एक शत नायकै यदृच्छयागतां तत्र ददर्श प्रमदोत्तमा भृत्यैर्दशभिर् आयन्तीं एक एक शतनायकै यदृच्छयागतां तत्र ददर्श प्रमदोत्तमा प्रत्यैर्दशभिर् आयन्तीं एकैका शतनायकै प्लीज चैंट यदृच्छयागतां तत्र माताजी word to word meaning yadruchaya, all of a sudden without engagement agatam, arrived tatra, there dadasha, he saw pramada, one woman uttamam, very beautiful vrityai, surrounded by servants Dashabihi, 10. Ayantim, coming forward. Eka Eka, each one of them. Shata, of hundreds. Nayakai, the leaders. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. While wandering here and there in the wonderful garden, King Puranjana suddenly came in contact with a very beautiful woman who was walking there without any engagement. She had 10 servants with her and each servant had hundreds of wives accompanying him. Purport. The body has already been compared to a beautiful garden. During youth, the sex impulse is awakened and the intelligence, according to one's imagination, is prone to contact the opposite sex. In youth, a man or woman is in search of the opposite sex by intelligence or imagination, if not directly. The intelligence influences the mind and the mind controls the 10 senses. 5 of these senses gather knowledge and 5 work directly. Each sense has many desires to be fulfilled. This is the position of the body and the owner of the body, Puranjana, who is within the body. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Rama Ramo Hare Hare. So this chapter, the characteristics of Puranjana, King Puranjana, actually refers to all of us. If you understand this chapter very carefully, we can go out of this material world. We can become liberated from this bondage. So, Sri Narad Muni is speaking this in riddles. So, later on, they will be explained by himself in the next chapter. So, here it is mentioned, while wandering here and there in that wonderful garden, King Puranjana suddenly came in contact with a very beautiful woman who was walking there without any engagement. So, Prabhupada writes, the body has already been compared to a beautiful garden. So, during youth, the sex impulse is awakened and the intelligence, according to one's imagination, is prone to contact the opposite sex. So, Sri Rupa Goswami prays in one of his prayers that, oh, my dear Lord, just like a young man becomes attracted to a young girl, in the same way, let my mind be attracted to you, your lotus feet, in the same way. Right? Like when a boy or a girl, when they are small, they don't have any sex impulse. But the same boy, he grows up, 13, 14, teenage. Then automatically, that sex impulse comes. Like these modern people, they want to introduce sex education in schools. Srila Prabhupada condemned it. Said, why, you know, animals, they don't go to any college and learn. So they become attracted. It is natural. There is no one like Prahlad Maharaj in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. He prays that, my dear Lord, actually, there is no need to tell somebody to indulge in sense enjoyment. It is natural. Naturally, somebody becomes attracted to sense enjoyment. That is why there is a need for training somebody to detest from sense enjoyment. That training is required. This training is not required. Just like it is natural. you know, as the age grow, somebody becomes comes of age, 13, 14, naturally it comes. Then, like in fifth canto of Bhagavatam, also it is mentioned that there is a great king, Agnidra. So, his son of Maharaj Uttanapad, Priyavrata, Maharaj Priyavrata. So, he was sent to perform austerities and penance in the forest. So, he was performing great austerities and penances for a long time. So, after some time, there is one girl, Viprachiti, a society, Apsarasa. She was walking around. So, this Agnidra, since childhood, he was doing tapasya. So, when he saw the beauty of this Viprachiti, he became bewildered. And he was unable to decide whether this is a girl or a boy or whatever. And he is addressing that girl as Munivarya. And in one of the verses, Agnidra says that, why are you wandering here and there? You know, you are carrying bows without strings. Are these bows meant for killing these poor animals in the forest? So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, so this is how it is in the material world. Women's eyebrows, you know, like they are compared to bows without strings. So a woman can control a man simply by you know, moving her eyebrows. You know, a powerful, great, powerful personalities, kings and, you know, big you know, emperors and all, you know, they conquer all, everybody outside. So when they come to home, he is controlled by the movement of the his wife's eyebrows. So Srila Prabhupada writes that this is, we are also compared to poor animals in the forest, you know, this material world. And this woman's, you know, eyebrow means bows without strings, you know. So when they release arrows, you know, by their glances, the poor men, they get killed. You know, their intelligence is lost. You know, their intelligence is lost. So that is why, when these Karmis, they describe the woman's beauty, they say killer beauty. Maar rahi hai, katarnak. You know, they say, she is so beautiful. You know? She is katarnak. You know, or humko maar rahi hai. So she is killing us, you know, her beauty is killing us, you know, killer beauty, right? So this killer beauty, people become attracted, so that actually without their knowledge they are saying it, what happens if somebody becomes attracted to, so this beauty is killing, right? So when we see the woman's beauty, we become agitated, and even after enjoying the so-called beauty, we still become more agitated. We become more agitated. And it leads to death. But when we see Krishna's beauty, Srimad Radharani's beauty in the temple, you know, Gaurnitai beauty or Sita Ramalakshman beauty, we become very satisfied. You know, we become very satisfied. Like once one in South India, one couple, they took one very beautiful girl to Ranganathji's temple, you know. And then when she had darshan of the Lord, she became so attracted. You know, sometimes in the middle of the night or early in the morning, she wakes up and she runs away, you know, to take darshan of the Lord. You know, so the parents are previously, like Prabhupada also says, that previously if any woman, any girl, she goes out the house even for one night. If she stays, you know, when a young girl, if she stays even for one night outside, it is very difficult to perform her marriage. Everybody will, you know, blame her that she became unchaste. Like that. So this girl, you know, gets up and runs out and, you know, to have darshan. And all the parents are very upset, you know, what is this, you know, why are you doing like this? Then she said, it is not my fault. You know, the Lord is so beautiful, I become attracted. You know. Then the parents said, we also had darshan. We are not becoming mad. So then that means, is it the mistake of the Lord that, you know, he attracts some people and, you know, some people don't become so attracted? It's not like that. It depends on our eagerness, like that. So this, the attraction to the beauty of the Lord is very fulfilling and is very blissful. And attraction to the woman's beauty is killing, killer beauty. You must know, you know, Khatarnak, right? Like in South India, there's famous temple, Ranganathji. Like in some 12th century or 13th century, these Muslim kings, they were attacking and plundering the Ranganathji temple. That time, one Malik, he came to plunder Ranganathji temple. So he camped there, and then there's one beautiful society girl. She's called, they're called Devdasis, right? So this Devdasi, her name is Mohini. She is a very beautiful girl, very beautiful. Many of the aristocratic men of that time, they became attracted to her, and they would come to see her, you know, performance and all that. So then she performed her dance, and then she was sitting there and contemplating, you know, what will happen tomorrow? You know, what will happen tomorrow? The Lord, you know, this Muslim man, he came to plunder the Lord, and he may take away the deity, and he will occupy the temple, and you know, contaminate the place. And she was thinking, and she was very morose. No, now what will happen to my Lord? You know, what will happen to my Lord? And then she was contemplating, and then immediately she got up after some time. You know, then she said, she thought, I will do something. You know, I will do something. Again she dressed herself very nicely, very beautifully dressed up, wearing a very nice, silk sari. And she put very nice makeup, beautiful. And then she put on very nice, you know, ornaments, all gold ornaments, like that. And then she put Nupur to her feet. And then she went to this Muslim fellow who is camping there in Ranganath, Srirangam. And then tomorrow he is planning to attack the temple, you know, like that. So she went there, and then she spoke to the guards there. She said, I am a very famous dancer here. You know, I heard that your king is very benevolent, very generous. You know, so I want to please him by performing in front of him. So when this this king, Muslim king Malik, he heard this, he became attracted to by hearing her, you know, sweet voice. You know, he immediately said, put her inside, you know, bring her inside, you know, let her perform. And then she started performing, you know, in front of this king. Then he became more and more intoxicated by the beauty of this Mohini. Then after the dance performance, she suggested, you know, let us go up, you know, on the upstairs, on the terrace, and see the beauty of Srirangam, you know, the Kaveri river flowing, like that. You know, come, let us, after that whole night we can enjoy. Right? So, by the time, already he became very intoxicated to the killer beauty. And he said, okay, no problem. Then he says, come. She took him upstairs on the, you know, pillar, this thing, on the terrace. Then she was showing around how beautiful Kaveri, this thing, that thing. And then she brought him to the edge of the terrace. And then she prayed to Lord Ranganath. Oh, my Ranganath, this is the moment. You know, please give me strength. You know. And then she just closed her eyes and pushed him from the terrace. Right? Then he fell down shouting, save me. You know, he fell down and dead. And immediately, the guards came up and saw, you know, what happened, you know. So there down, you know, he was lying in the pool of blood. And this guards, you know, killed her immediately with cut off her head with their swords. Even now, some they put her you know, statue, you know, and they adore her, you know, Sri Vaishnavas, you know, for sacrificing her life, you know, for saving Lord Ranganath. And actually, she got the news that one neighboring Hindu king, he's readying his army to attack. To save the Srirangam city. So actually, that's why she said, okay, for one night if I can save, by morning 6 o'clock, you know, the Hindu king will be present with his army and he will do the rest. And then she did the... So what I'm, saying is, this fellow, he came to attack Srirangam, but he got killed by this killer beauty. Yeah? Killer beauty. Like this, there were... Cleopatra, right? Cleopatra. They say, if your nose is not so beautiful, all that war would not have taken place. Right? Right? Even that, that king became very attracted to her nose. You know? Like that, eyebrows, eyes, like that, you know, there are so many, like Prabhupada is saying, that by intelligence and imagination, we become attracted. Now, sometimes, you know, seeing beyond, you know, seeing beyond. Like, you know, our Shaubari Muni, he was seeing the mating of fish, but he did not become attracted to the fish. You know, he was not having mating with, but he was attracted to the principle of that, you know, enjoyment. So that's why he come up, oh, I should enjoy like that. Like that, in the same way, Ajamila also, he became, he saw this, half-naked, you know, prostitute and all. And then he was already married, and then if he wanted, he could have enjoyed with his wife only. But he was seeing beyond, you know, okay, how it will be to enjoy with this prostitute. And then he went off, like, you know, I don't know in which age he was living. Even in Kali Yuga, nobody marries a prostitute, right? But Ajamila is so degraded. He married a prostitute. So he was seeing beyond, like, but Sukadeva Goswami, he's also seeing beyond. You know, Bhagavatam, you know, like he was living, he was staying in the womb as, oh, Vasudeva is saying, come out. But he's seeing beyond. He said, if I come out, I'll become attracted to Maya. So I don't want to come out. Then he, Vasudeva assured, you know, Krishna came and assured. Then immediately he was naked and he was going around. You know, he saw some naked woman. But he was not seeing naked women. He's seeing beyond. Right? He did not become attracted to naked women. So like that, if you become attracted all these things, then these five of these senses gather knowledge and five work directly. Each sense has many desires to be fulfilled. This is the position of the body and the owner of the body. And then once we become a servant of our senses, then there is no end. You know, eye means so many sense objects. You know, ears means so many sense objects. Like that, every moment, you know, one will be in anxiety to fulfill those desires of the senses. So that is why we should, you know, come in the shelter of, you know, devotees. You know, so once we come into the shelter of the devotees and then practice Krishna consciousness, you know, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master and in the association of pure devotees, then we can come out of this material tabernacle. Somebody asked Prabhupada, what is Chaitanya Charitamrita? CC. Right? So Srila Prabhupada said, chanting and cooperation. Right? So we should chant Hare Krishna. And in the association of devotees, we should cooperate with each other and perform devotional service. So, that is why tomorrow, Srimad Radharani's appearance day, like, we should never worship Krishna without her energy, his energy. Like, it is said that Krishna alone is, you know, impersonal Brahman. Right? Srimad Radharani alone is Durga Devi. So we should always worship to them together, right? Worship them together. So actually, who is Srimati Radharani? You know, just like in the temple, everybody doesn't have the opportunity to come inside and offer worship, touch the deity and dress the deities, like that, right? But the pujaris are there and they do the worship and they dress the Lord, and then we others, they get to see the arati of the Lord and all, right? So the pujari offers everything to Krishna and gives the articles back as Mahaprasad, right? So, but sometimes the pujari, it all the worship also depends on the mood of the consciousness of the devotee, right? So somebody, like once I'm observing one devotee with a very nice muscular body, he's offering worship, but in between he's seeing how nice he's got, nice muscles he has got, and whether somebody is observing me or not, in between, look at the people. So that sometimes the offering may not be pure, right? So like that, but Srimati Radharani, she is the topmost pujarini. I mean, the sense that she offers everything to Krishna. Everything to Krishna. Right? Without any motivation or anything. So she is the topmost servant of Lord Krishna. So we have to understand that. That is why Srimati Radharani always carries a garland in her hand to offer to Krishna. Right? And then she gives to all of us the mercy of the Lord. So that is why we have to completely depend on the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada once giving a lecture and he is saying, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktiya Prayachati. He said, you offer this Patram Pushpam, then Krishna is saying, offer to me. Then Srila Prabhupada said, better offer to Srimati Radharani. And then you tell Srimati Radharani that please offer to your Krishna. Then we can take Mahaprasad. Right? So we should never directly approach Krishna directly. Never, never. Krishna says, those who say they are my devotees, they are not my devotees. Those who say they are my devotees of my devotees, then they are my devotees. Right? So Srimati Radharani is a topmost pujarini, or the servant of Krishna, who offers everything purely like that. So that is why. So who is actually Srimati Radharani? She is the internal potency, pleasure potency of Krishna, Haladini Shakti. Right? So here in this material world, we all want to enjoy. Why? Because we get that propensity to enjoy from Krishna. So when Krishna also wants to enjoy, so when Krishna wants to enjoy, he is unlimited, all-powerful personality with whom he can enjoy. Somebody is required who is equally powerful like Krishna. So Krishna expands himself as Srimati Radharani. And he is, enjoying with, Srimati Radharani, who is meant to give topmost pleasure to Krishna. Just like sun and sunshine, they are simultaneously one and different. In the same way, Krishna is simultaneously one and different from Srimati Radharani. That is why that mood should be there. Like once Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and he said, everybody, whoever is in Vrindavan, he is on lap of Krishna. He is on lap of Krishna. But at the same time, Krishna is not loitering in Lohi Bazaar. Right? So if we spend most of our time, instead of visiting many darshans, if we spend our time in Lohi Bazaar, then we are not in Vrindavan. So we, by purchasing a ticket, we don't go to Vrindavan. So by our consciousness, we are in Vrindavan. right? So we should be we are in Vrindavan and we are not in Vrindavan. Right? We are actually we may be going to Vrindavan, but if your consciousness is not there in the mood of service, you know, always you know loitering around in Lohi Bazaar, then we are not in Vrindavan, or we are purchasing flats and you know arranging AC in the room, TV cable in the room, house. Then that is not Vrindavan, you know. We want to live very luxuriously in Vrindavan. So that is not living in Vrindavan. You know, living in Vrindavan means we should follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and live very austerely. You know? Then we can live in Vrindavan. Somebody asked, that's why somebody asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what is the difference between Goloka and Vrindavan? Bhoma Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada said, there is no difference, but the only problem is your mind is in New York. You know, your mind is in New York. Like, so, we have to develop that consciousness, you know, to live in Vrindavan. So, even if you develop that consciousness, you know, like the mood of Srimati Radharani of completely serving Krishna, wholesome, then wherever we are in Vrindavan. Right? So, but we are actually absorbed, you know, in this material consciousness, you know, that is why we have to be very careful, you know, how to convert that consciousness into Krishna consciousness. Like, once Prabhupada was walking and he saw, morning walk, he saw there is a garden and all, then he said, children's fairyland, it is written. Right? Then he showed the skyscraper buildings, and then Prabhupada commented, adults' fairyland. Yeah. Adults' fairyland. So this is adults' fairyland. We try to make arrangements. Like somebody said, was saying, he was walking, and then Srila Prabhupada, there are some old men, you know, they're playing golf. You know, they're playing golf. And then they said, Prabhupada, these rich men, you know, they are retired. They don't want to do any work. You know, Srila Prabhupada commented, why? They are working. They are still working. So they have to spend their energy and time for putting the ball in a hole. And they are, you know, wasting their precious time. Because why they are doing this useless work? Why? Because they are actually, they don't have a goal in their life. They don't have a goal in their life. Like that. So we should use this intelligence. Like once in Russia, some communist leaders, they were going to the churches or you know, some temples and all. They are breaking the images and all. And they were you know, challenging. See, we are breaking the images of the God, but he is not punishing us. You know, see, he is not able to punish. That means he is not there. Right? They were speaking to the, you know, community of people. And then one old man commented that when God wants to punish you, then he takes away your intelligence. He takes away your intelligence. So we have to be very careful that, you know, not to offend the devotees or the Lord, you know. So if our intelligence is taken away, then we lose our sense. You know, that we should worship Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he compared this material world like a dried up well, deep dark well. You know, in the well, there is no water. And we are like frogs in the well. You know, we are like frogs in the well. And we want to enjoy, but there is, you know, frogs, you know, they always want to drink water, but there is no water in that well. You know, dried up. But in search of water, they are very frustrated and they are simply croaking. Back. Like that. So, Srila Prabhupada Vaksana Sarasvati compared that we are like those frogs. You know, we fell into this material world where there is no enjoyment. You know, where there is no enjoyment. And then we are croaking like frogs. You know, talking all nonsense philosophy. That's why one Acharya is singing that the real wealth, you know, is Krishna Prema Dhan. You know, the real wealth is the wealth of Krishna Prema. You know, so if you don't have that wealth, then our life is a waste. Our life is a waste. Then, so who can give that Krishna Prema? You know, only Srimati Radharani can give that Krishna Prema. So we have to, we have to take shelter of Srimati Radharani, you know, all the time, like that. So who can, how can we take shelter of Srimati Radharani? You know, so it's a very confidential topic. You know, even Sukadeva Goswami was not actually mentioning the name of Srimati Radharani directly in Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, and these are very confidential subject matters. So how to take shelter of Srimati Radharani? Right? So we can take shelter of Srimati Radharani by taking shelter of a pure devotee. You know, who is a, another great devotee of Srimati Radharani? Right? That is why Srila Prabhupada's mother, father, he was always begging the sadhus, whoever is visiting. You know, his mother wanted that Prabhupada should become a barrister. But his father always requesting, whichever sadhu is coming, said, please bless my son that he would become a devotee of Srimati Radharani. Right? So that was needed. So by taking shelter of pure devotees, like Srila Prabhupada, we can take shelter of Srimati Radharani. So this the job of Srila Prabhupada, you know, was very difficult. Right? Once Srila Prabhupada, after installing the Kalachanji in Dallas temple, he was actually, after that, you know, he was talking to the reporters, you know. Then he was, somehow he brought up the topic. Said, there are three ways of flying. You know, you can sit on the back of a pigeon and the pigeon will take you across. That is one way. Another way is simply by chanting mantras, you can fly across. And a third way is, you can sit in these horrible aeroplanes, packed up, you know, which may meet with an accident any time, like that. So one lady reporter, she asked, why are you then, if you know all the three ways of flying, why did you come in American Airlines? Srila Prabhupada coolly replied, you know, to be one among you, to be with you, so that you don't feel bad. So later on, that lady reporter, she commented to one of the devotees, that somehow I like this man. He's very down to earth and sincere. Like that. So, Srila Prabhupada's job was very difficult in the sense that he came from a very high platform and he has to teach all of us who are on a lowest platform and the highest truth, you know, about Krishna Prema. Right? So, that is why Srila Prabhupada always used to say that this Krishna consciousness movement is being spread by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna. You know, otherwise nobody is interested in this message of Krishna because everybody is very busy in sense enjoyment. You know, and people, they don't understand, you know, this message. You know, it's so difficult. Like once Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Paris in one big hall and people are very unruly and disturbing. And one gentleman got up, you know, in challenging tone. He was asking he was telling Prabhupada, my dear sir, I don't find any religiosity. I'm afraid there is no religiosity in this place. So Srila Prabhupada replied, oh, you are afraid. If you are afraid, please chant Hare Krishna. He simply cut him off. Said he took the first part of the question, afraid. Then he told, if you are afraid, you chant Hare Krishna. Right? So people don't understand like that. So that's why Srila Prabhupada was always saying that this Krishna consciousness is being spread all over the world by the mercy of Lord Krishna. Then he saw, because he was giving a lecture in the evening time and all the devotees are very tired. And some people are 90% asleep, some people are 70% asleep, some people are 50% asleep, and some people are 20% asleep. So nobody is in the awakened state. So So Srila Prabhupada looked all around. You know, this proves that. Because devotees are sleeping in Bhagavatam class when Prabhupada, pure devotee, is speaking. So see, still, you know, Krishna consciousness is spreading. So that means, you know, only by the mercy of Lord Krishna this is happening like that. So so Srila Prabhupada, you know, that is why he emphasized, you know, submissiveness and submissive oral reception. So we can take shelter of Srimati Radharani by submissive oral reception from a pure devotee. You know, that was the only qualification we should develop so that we can take shelter of Srimati Radharani. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in a great ecstasy, he would dance and jump up and down and his limbs become separated, all this stuff. You know, if he just left it like that, you know, everybody would have imitated him. You know, so that is why he spent lot amount of time in preaching this bhakti, science of Krishna consciousness, to Rupa and Sanatana, and he instructed them to write many books, so that nobody will imitate. Just like, you know, a gymnast, you know, he will be doing many exercises, you know, on bar, or even a you know, aerobics dancer, you know, she may be doing, you know, many tricks. But if somebody imitates, what will happen? We will end up in orthopedic surgeon's table, right? So we have to follow, learn first, and then we can do it. Like that, we should not imitate Mahaprabhu's pastimes, or, you know, of exhibiting ecstasies and all. So we should learn by oral reception from the lips of a pure devotee, submissively. You know, this is a very important aspect of devotional life. You know, submissive oral reception. You know, we should not you know, take to the books in a challenging mood. Oh, what is this? What is this? You know, so we should, if we develop this faith that whatever Prabhupada has given us is the best, and we don't have to, you know, go out for, you know, getting knowledge, any other, you know, nothing. We should not think that some Prabhupada has not given something, we have to go to some Babaji, or we have to meet some associate with, or some devotee outside is gone, some sannyasi. Then that is not submissive oral reception. You know, that means you are not having complete faith in Srila Prabhupada. Like that. So, then what gives, you know, Krishna pleasure, you know? So, Krishna, it is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is given that Krishna is not at all attracted by all the any kind of opulence, because he is completely in full. You know, a rich man should not think, by donating a lot of money I can attract Krishna. No, he cannot attract Krishna. So, bhakti is Krishna Akarshini. So, pure devotional service is attracts Krishna. Pure devotional service attracts Krishna. And that pure devotional service is performed by Srimati Radharani. You know? And all these opulences and all, Krishna is not envious because he is full in himself. You know? He is full in himself. Like once Srila Prabhupada was driving in a Chanakyapuri area in Delhi, and the devotee who was driving, Prabhupada was in ambassador car. And in the Chanakyapuri area, all these diplomats and all, they live, rich people live, very posh area. And Prabhupada, this is Mercedes-Benz car. Prabhupada, this is Rolls-Royce car. Prabhupada, this is limousine. So Prabhupada was very irritated. Why are you chanting the names of the cars? Prabhupada, you know, you should be having all these cars. Prabhupada said, yes, give them to me, I don't mind. You know, so Prabhupada said, don't be envious. You know, let them have. Like Srila Prabhupada was telling in one lecture that Prabhupada would wear some shirt or some, take something, wear something, this thing, that thing, and then one of his friends, he would say, where do you get this? Where do you get this? You know, every time he would ask. One day Prabhupada wore one shirt, and then he went to that friend, asked, where did you get this? Where do you get this? Prabhupada was so irritated, he took out this shirt and, you take it. That friend, no. Then he said, why you know you're bothered, you know, all the time, where did I get? So this is actually, enviousness. You know, so this Srimati Radharani is very expert in devotion service. That is why, Krishna is attracted to Srimati Radharani, right? So, once Srila Prabhupada went to one temple, commented that Krishna's hair is too long, right? And then later on he sat on the Vyasasana, then he was telling, oh, okay, let it be there, because Srimati Radharani likes it that way, right? Likes it that way. So, Srimati Radharani, offers everything to Krishna, but in between we are actually bothered by attraction and repulsion. Like a pujari is offering everything, and when the Mahaprasad plate is coming out, some items are missing. Danakeli Leela is going on, right? Some chapatis are missing or rasgullas are missing, right? But if you offer them Karela Sabji, they are not attracted. Like in 93-94 when I was serving His Holiness Bhakti Swabdhamur Maharaj, so that time whole day I was serving, and then I would serve prasad and then take out the after Maharaj takes eats the plate and take out the plate and put it in the transfer room there. And go inside and clean the room and clean the table and, help Maharaj and all. Then when I come out, nothing was there in the plate.
We are 24 hour servant.
So, you don't get anything. So later on, Maharaj was advised not to eat masalas and all. He had some operation. That is in 94, I think. He was advised all steamed vegetables and boiled Karela and all. So that time no problem to get Mahaprasad because his plate would come out. Nobody was there to take his Maha. Okay, give me a small piece. Right? So like that, we are attracted to few things and we are repelled by few things. We don't have that, samadrishti. Like that, equanimity. Like once Prabhupada was walking in Vrindavan, and then Gurudas Prabhu commented, there is a very beautiful peacock, dancing. Prabhupada, among birds, females are very beautiful. Then Srila Prabhupada said, yes, among human beings, among birds, male birds are beautiful. Gurudas Prabhu commented. Then Srila Prabhupada commented that among human beings, females are more beautiful. Then Prabhupada said, among Muslim men, women are attracted to the men with beards. So Gurudas Prabhu said, Prabhupada, we neither have hair on head nor beard. So then Prabhupada said, that is good. Nobody is attracted to us. Nobody is attracted to us. Right? Best hairstyle. Like in one survey, it is found out that the highest amount of money is spent on cosmetics related to the hair. Right? Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada said, actually we should be on the platform, where nobody, where we are neither attracted nor repelled. We should have that spiritual, we should be on the spiritual platform. We are only attracted to Radha and Krishna. Right? So that is why, then what is actually this love of Krishna? What is this love of Radharani? Right? So we are actually, bothered by lust. So we may have some love for Krishna, but the problem is, our consciousness is something for me and something for Krishna. For sometimes, we are joyful in hearing about Krishna and chanting and in association with the devotees. Sometimes we want our own sense gratification. So this Kali Yuga is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. So when we are with someone else, we are always quarreling. When we are alone, we commit hypocrisy. We are hypocrites. So this is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. So, like once, there is one Brahmana, Ugratapas. He was very old. You know, he is very old. And he was actually, but still, he was very attracted to sense enjoyment. All kinds of, he would go to all prostitutes and all. Then his wife, she would carry him in a basket. You know, Narayani, serving very faithfully. So one sage saw, what is this? You know, your life is a waste. You know, why are you, doing like this? You know, you should die. You know, before sunrise, you should die. You should leave this body. So Narayani, she said, oh, you have given a chance, you know, that means he can live till sunrise. Then she said, let there be not no sunrise. Right? So Aruna, he was driving the chariot. He drives the chariot of, Surya. So he is driving and suddenly stopped. The chariot has stopped. He said, what happened? Surya said, there is some curse. That is why we cannot move. How long it will take? Maybe 1 day, 2 days. We have to be here. So Aruna said, okay, usually constantly he's driving, he doesn't get any vacation. Right? Sometimes we devotees, we cry. When I used to come to the temple, early days, I would ask devotees, Sunday is holiday or not? The devotees would say, every day we have to attend Mangalarti, all the devotees. I used to ask, Sunday is holiday or not? No, Sunday also you have to attend Mangalarti. Right? Like that. So, no holiday for Aruna, like that. So, how long it will take? We don't know. Then he said, okay, let me take a break and come. Then he got a desire, okay, I should enjoy, my break. So, he went to Swargaloka. So, they are all apsarasa and he took the form of a beautiful apsarasa and then dancing with, Menaka and all that. So, Indra spotted this girl. Hey, new girl, you come. Said, no, come, let us enjoy. Said, no, I am not a woman, I am Aruna. No, whatever it is, you are very beautiful. Come, let us enjoy. So he enjoyed with her and there is a conception. So he came back. Then he was sitting and then Surya asked, where did you go? Where are you enjoying your break? So no, just like that, I was there with Indra and he explained what happened. No, what is this? I also want to enjoy. Please show me that form. No, I don't want, no. Then Surya insisted. Then again he took the form of that girl. Then he also enjoyed. So even the demigods, if they, if they are not engaged, if they get a free time, that's what we do. Devotees also, we should be very careful from this story. We should be constantly engaged in Krishna's service. Even if you get a little time, if you are not engaged, we will engage in Maya. Very sure. So that is the... Then there is what to do with these children, these conceptions. Then they went and put... Monkey King is doing. Then, they are the... Actually, Sugriva and Vali. That's how they are son of... son and Indra. Right? So from this we can understand... the importance of constantly being engaged in Krishna service. We should not think of taking a break. Nowadays it has become a fashion. Oh, so much service. Why are you giving us so much service? Sometimes devotees object. Oh, so much service. Why are you telling me to sit in Charanamrit? I said, what is there, in great difficulty in sitting for Charanamrit? You are sitting in front of the beautiful Radharasvihari. Is there any problem sitting in? But further also they will complain. No, too much service nowadays. I should look for another department. Like that. So if you think of taking a break, then there will be a break in our bhakti also. So brahmacharis especially, we should be constantly engaged. And if the authority is not giving enough service, you should go and demand. Prabhuji, I am very free. Give me more service. like that. So we can learn how to serve Radha and Krishna in the association of devotees by taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Like Gaur Govind Maharaj, he explains that Shri Guru Charana Padma. You know, what is the meaning of Shri Guru Charana Padma? Right? He explains that this lotus has three characteristics. You know, it produces honey. You know, it produces honey. So, this honey is very good medicine, you know, for blindness and all that. In the same way, Shri Guru Charana Padma, the nectar that is emanating from the lotus feet of the spiritual master, you know, it opens our eyes and gives us knowledge. You know, we are Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya. And then another quality of the lotus is in the mud, but not affected. In the same way, the pure devotees, even though they live in this material world, they are not affected by this material existence. Another quality is lotus closes in the night and blooms in the day. Right? So when the pure devotee's spiritual master, when he sees that our light of eagerness, you know, he gives us mercy. He gives us mercy. But when if you are not eager, you know, then the lotus closes. Yes. So, by exhibiting this eagerness to hear from a pure devotee, by serving the instructions of the pure devotee, by living in the association of pure devotees, we can take shelter of Srimati Radharani. So, by taking shelter of Srimati Radharani, by becoming attracted to the beauty of Radha and Krishna, you know, so we can actually get over this attraction to opposite sex and the material, you know, tribulations. Tomorrow, Srimati Radharani's appearance day. So, Srila Prabhupada said, oh, Krishna, when compared to Krishna, Srimati Radharani is more merciful. On Krishna's appearance day, we have to fast till midnight. It is so difficult, so many people come. Srimati Radharani is very merciful, we can fast only till the noon. Right? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said that if there is a transcendental fight between Radha and Krishna, we will support Srimati Radharani. So we are devotees of Srimati Radharani. That's why those who are devotees of Durga Devi, they are known as Shaktas. Those who are devotees of Vishnu, they are known as Vaishnavas. But we are known as Gaudiyas because we are devotees of Srimati Radharani. So, especially for Srimati Radharani's appearance day, it's always a very blissful festival because Janmashtami, we are very tired and we are so busy in, doing so much service and attending to others. Srimati Radharani's festival is, you know, very intimate. We can take part more nicely. So tomorrow we are putting up a flower dress as usual, like every year, last 2-3 years we are putting up. So those brahmacharis, devotees who are interested to do the seva, please come 6:37 to Shankar Hall. You can help us, sticking the flowers, right? Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.